This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Campaigning has picked up for assembly elections in Assam, Puducherry, Kerala, Tamil Nadu and West Bengal. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi held a roadshow in support of NDA candidates in Puducherry this evening. The roadshow, which lasted for 35 minutes, covered a 1.2 kilometer stretch along Annasalai from Ajanta Signal Junction to Raja Theatre Signal. The Prime Minister travelled in an open vehicle, greeting and waving at the public, party workers and supporters. Chief Minister N. Rangasamy, BJP State President V.P. Ramlingam, Home Minister A. Namasivayam accompanied the Prime Minister. Following the roadshow, the Prime Minister departed for Chennai. In port-bound Tamil Nadu, the BJP announced candidates for 27 seats it will contest as part of the AIADMK-led NDA alliance. The list includes Union Minister Dr. L. Murugan, former Governor Dr. Tamilisai Sundararajan and State BJP Chief Nayanar Nagendran. In 2021 Assembly elections, BJP had contested 20 seats and won 4. The Congress has also announced candidates for 28 Assembly seats. With nominations closing on Monday, BJP and Congress will go head-to-head in 4 constituencies, Velvankod, Kolachal, Tangi and Uti. A 40-member team from National Investigation Agency, NIA, arrived in West Bengal's Malda district to investigate the siege of 7 judicial officials at the Kaliachek 2nd Block Development Office earlier this week. Authorities said the investigation will also examine a subsequent attack on the officials as central forces attempted to rescue them. The West Bengal police today arrested 2 persons, including Mufakirul Islam, the mastermind of the getup of 7 judicial officers in Malda district from Siliguri's Bagdogra airport. The court has ordered 14 days police custody to Mufakirul Islam and 6 days police custody to Akramul Bagani, main accused in the Kaliachak incident in Malda in West Bengal today. Strong earthquake tremors were felt across Delhi NCR and several parts of North India tonight. A 5.9 magnitude earthquake struck Afghanistan, triggering panic among residents in several Indian cities, including Noida, Chandigarh, Ludhiana in Punjab and Poonch, Srinagar and Udhampur in Jammu and Kashmir, among other locations at around 9:50 p.m. Meanwhile, no immediate reports of damage or casualties have emerged so far. The government has assured that it is making all efforts to ensure availability of petrol, diesel and LPG in the country. It has advised citizens to avoid panic purchase of petrol and diesel, as well as unnecessary booking of LPG. The Secretary for the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas chaired a meeting with additional chief secretaries and principal secretaries, food and civil supplies of all states and UTs to review the fuel supply situation and highlighted measures taken to ensure adequate availability. As the West Asia conflict enters its 35th day, fighting between US, Israel and Iran continues to intensify, with strikes expanding to civilian and energy infrastructure across the Gulf, raising concerns over global supplies and maritime security. Iran and its allies have launched fresh attacks across the region, including strikes on a desalination plant and a refinery in Kuwait. Tehran has warned of severe retaliation if its critical infrastructure is targeted and cautioned the countries hosting US bases. In IPL cricket, chasing a target of 210 runs, Punjab Kings were 181 for 3 in 16.2 overs against Chennai Super Kings in the 7th match of the tournament at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai when the reports last came in. Earlier, put into bat first, Chennai Super Kings posted 209 for 5 in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.